Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And how are you today? And I'd like to take the opportunity to wish all mothers, grandmothers, aunts a very happy Mother's Day. Also moms-to-be. Those of you who are expecting a child, you know, I'd just like to wish you a happy Mother's Day, and I just pray that your Mother's Day is a blessed day for all of you. And today we're going to read from first chapter, verses 6 through 11. Acts chapter 1. Verses 6 through 11. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing upward toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Titled this particular episode, "Now What?" Okay, a lot has happened. Jesus is going back. He was crucified, buried. Now he's resurrected. Now he's been resurrected from the dead. And all the disciples have seen him after he's been resurrected. This is this section is like the last time that the apostles will ever see Jesus in a physical presence. As you can see, they had many questions. They wanted to know the times when the kingdom of Israel will be restored. I'm pretty sure they had a lot of questions, but Jesus said to them, that's not important. You know, only God knows when that's going to happen. But he said to them, they received the Holy Spirit in due time. And he said, not only they received the Holy Spirit, but what their mission would be, to be witnesses to all the kingdoms of the earth, all the kingdoms of that particular time. Now, I know they had plenty of questions, you know, besides when Israel would be restored. You know they'd never see Jesus again in the physical. So what was going to happen? I'm pretty sure, what's this Holy Spirit that he talked about? Jesus talked about what is so many things that they wanted to ask Jesus. I'm pretty sure they wondered what was going to happen to them. You know, as you know, there was a lot of persecution at the time when the persecution was coming. There was persecution then, and even a worse persecution of Christians is going to come later. And I look at these men who stood by and wrote, and they said, "No, you stand here looking up toward heaven." And they said that Jesus has been taken up from them, will come in the same way as you saw him go to heaven. So that was some kind of a reassurance to them. I'm sure, I know when I became a Christian, I had a lot of questions. Even before I became a Christian, I had a lot of questions. At that time I was, you had a war raging, you had unrest in the country, you had strife, all kinds of strife. And I had a lot of questions. But in time, God showed me what was going in God. No, in time I asked Christ to come into my life. The gospel was shared to me. And I accepted Christ in my life. Don't feel ashamed if you have questions. I think we all do have questions about what's going to happen. But the thing is there are more important things. I think Jesus said here, it was said here, is that there's more, the story in the kingdom of Israel is important. There are more important things that lie ahead. And it's the same in our lives. There's a lot of questions we can't answer. There are more important things that lie ahead for us. That's why, that's why the Holy Spirit, was sent to them, it would be given to them. They were the apostles who have the power now, not man's power, but the power of the Holy Spirit. Because the task that they were going to go to was going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It was going to be trying. That's the beauty of God. God doesn't leave you hanging. He doesn't leave you out there all by yourself. He doesn't leave you without any kind of instructions. Another thing is just to trust him. If God has a plan for your life, you can rest assured he's going to help you, give you all the things that you need. And this is what happened with the apostles when they received the Holy Spirit. As we go further on to the chapter, this is really further into Acts. This is what's going to happen. Now, I'm sure that many of you have had questions. I'm pretty sure many of you who are differently gender have had questions. Why am I this way? I'm sure many of you, what does God want from me? What does God want from me? What does he, how am I, why am I special? Well, the whole point is that God loves everybody. Jesus loves everybody. And God does have a plan for each one of our lives. Now, the fact that I'm transgender, or that you may be trans or gay or bi or lesbian or intersex or whatever gender or sexuality you are, that's not important. The important thing is, what does God have planned for your life? What God has planned for your life will transcend a lot of things in life. I like to say that I am a Christian who happens to be transgender. Because my relationship with God isn't more important than who I am, whether I'm trans or whatever. That's more important than my relationship with God. That was a question that I had in the beginning when I was experiencing these changes. How will it affect my relationship with God? And the whole thing is, God still has his hand on my life. No, he still has a plan for my life. That's never changed. Now you look, when you look at him, you know, look at, give you an example here, look at Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And yet he was restored. Peter's five failings, you know, God restored him, and God still had his plans for him. And where, this is where the church was, where the church was going to be built. And he had plans for all the apostles, each and every one of them. And God has plans for each and every one of us. I like to say that each one of us have our own journey. You know, others may not understand what our journey is or what our journey is about. The main thing is it's your journey. You know, only you can go walk this particular journey. All the apostles walked their journey. You know, they went through different experiences. You know, but nevertheless, God was with them. You know, regardless of what their journey was, you know, God was always going to be with them. And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, because God has been with me many, you know, in many ways. You know, there's some things that I didn't understand. There's some things I kind of questioned as to why it was this way. But nevertheless, God was with me. And God will be with you. The Holy Spirit will be with you. And that's the important thing to remember. God still has that plan for your life. He still, you know, you have, you may not think that you're good enough. You might have shortcomings, but God has a plan for your life. It has nothing to do with who you are, where you came from. God still has that plan, and God will give you the strength. He'll give you the strength. He'll strengthen you. The Spirit will guide you. The most important of all, Jesus will come in the same way as the apostles saw him go up into heaven. Once you receive that Spirit, you know, you can do all things. He says in Corinthians. And I pray this episode has helped someone. And this is Genevieve from Genevieve's Gems. And once again, I'd like to wish all the mothers a wonderful Mother's Day. Forward to getting together with you once again in our next episode. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.